The latest leaks of cables from the United States put the Foreign Affairs Minister, Kevin Rudd, at the centre of attention today, but not in a way he would have enjoyed. The Fairfax Papers published cables from WikiLeaks quoting US embassy officials in Canberra, which called Mr. Rudd an abrasive, impulsive control freak. One of the cables was reportedly written by the then Ambassador Robert McCallum. Mr. Rudd said he treated the cables as water off a duck's back. Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports.
Kevin Rudd is not unused to being the subject of free character analysis. Throughout his prime ministership and since, journalists, bureaucrats and his Labor colleagues have all had something to say in public or private about Kevin from Queensland. So the analysis, according to the Fairfax Papers, provided by the US Embassy, including the then Ambassador Robert McCallum, that Mr. Rudd was a control freak, obsessed with managing the media cycle and keeping bureaucrats out of the loop, comes as no surprise. Not even to the man himself.
If I was to put together the number of colourful things written about me, including by your profession, over a long period of time, it would fill up the Brisbane telephone directory. I'm still waiting for the diplomatic cable to be written that says that Kevin Rudd is a relaxed sort of guy, he has a beer every night, he laughs at all our jokes, and more importantly, does everything we want him to do. Guess what? I don't think one has ever been written like that. And guess what? I'm not exactly like that.
Rather than hiding from the frank assessments, Mr. Rudd was fronting up again.
Kevin Rudd, good morning to you. Were you an abrasive control
freak? Good morning,
Koshy.
How are you this morning?
And again.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Neil.
In Brisbane, the Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd.
And again.
Yeah, okay, guys? Good. Let me say a few things about where we've been and then you can throw any questions that you wish.
And he was a study of indifference.
Frankly, mate, it's water off a duck's back.
For me, this is all just water off a duck's back. I could not care less. My job is to get on with the business of acting in Australia's national interests, sticking up for the Australian people and doing that which is right for the nation.
Journalists write things which are pretty interesting from time to time. Guess what? Diplomats do as well. And so I don't, frankly, give a damn about this sort of thing.
While he wouldn't respond in detail to the claims made in the cables, he did address the criticism that he's a micromanager.
You know something? I make no apology whatsoever for being attentive to the detail of my work.
The support came from all quarters, from his colleagues, the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister.
Kevin Rudd is doing a fantastic job as Foreign Minister and doing an absolutely first-class job.
Mr. Rudd is a first-class Foreign Minister.
The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was quick to put out a statement today praising Mr. Rudd for his leadership and vision and their personal partnership. The current US Ambassador, Jeffrey Blush, too talked in glowing terms of the relationship he struck up with Mr. Rudd.
He and I have worked together extremely well, both as Prime Minister and as Foreign Minister. And on a personal level, we're good mates. You know, you've probably seen us walking around the lake together. We're having a little bromance. He's a very good person. I like working with him.
And the ambassador was a bit philosophical about the whole WikiLeaks saga.
The reaction of diplomats around the world is they're but for the grace of God. You know, this is a tough situation. We've received empathy from our colleagues. You know, occasionally they said, "Oh, good thing you don't see what we've written about you."
Whatever the diplomats at the time might have thought about Kevin Rudd, the test is whether it damaged the relationship between the two countries. Julia Gillard says the relationship is fine.
When I met with President Obama, I described our two countries as great mates. That's what we are. That's what we'll continue to be.
And Ambassador Blush says the Secretary of State's attitudes are genuine.
This is just genuine support and affection. And she reiterated it today when she talked about his vision and his leadership.
Mr. Blush and the government figures who spoke today didn't want to comment on the detail of the cables, including the substantive criticisms in the document as reported that Mr. Rudd blundered in not consulting over either his Asia-Pacific community proposal or his commission on nuclear disarmament. As to the future for diplomatic communications, Ambassador Blush says the US is working to ensure there's no future leak of information. Both he and Mr. Rudd have stressed the importance of being able to continue to have candid conversations.
The way you avert problems is by spotting them early, being able to see around corners, being able to head them off, having discreet conversations. That is critical to diplomacy. Every country in the world does this, and every country in the world needs to continue to do this in order to make it a safer, better world.
You can either have candid and frank conversations with your foreign counterparts, or you don't. And the whole business of diplomacy is that you conduct these conversations privately
in order to solve problems.
As for the man behind WikiLeaks, Kevin Rudd says Julian Assange has been offered consular assistance and is being offered regular visits to make sure he's well, being looked after and has proper legal representation. And while the Prime Minister initially said the release of information on WikiLeaks was illegal, a comment she has since clarified, Kevin Rudd says Mr Assange is entitled to the presumption of innocence.
He is right to have the expectation and assumption of innocence in terms of the matters which he's been brought before the courts on in the United Kingdom, and should obtain all the support that we would normally give to any other Australian in the circumstances of appearing before the legal authorities of any other country.
From one man at the centre of a diplomatic storm to another.
Lyndall Curtis in Canberra.